At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
This is the Happy Hour.
You guys going to Happy Hour?
Live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC Studios in the heart of Lincoln, America.
Yeah, maybe I'll come for a couple.
Here are your hosts, Nick Sainert.
I want to know what it's like to commit a crime without having to spend time in jail.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
C is for chunk.
Brought to you by Empire Fence and Netting on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, welcome in. Happy Tuesday. This is the Happy Hour, 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nick Sainert and Jake Bakhoven with you once again. What's up, Bach? Oh, wrong microphone. There you go.
I'm doing fine.
How's it going?
Give me a voice.
I know, you're here. Don't worry. once again, no Rico. He's out this entire week. It will be Bach and I the next 2 hours here. But plenty to talk about. 402-464-5685, the Honda Lincoln Hotline. The Sartor Hayman text line, both those open for you guys. Oh, we got people trying to do the first text of the day. So we had this thing right when we started the show, which in a week will be a year.
Oh, nice.
Okay, so
congrats.
Anyway, thank you. So right when we started, it was like this big deal for first text of the Happy Hour ever, right? And then it just kind of started to become a thing, and then I realized that it was stupid to, you know, have
yeah.
the first text of the day, and people are trying to bring it back right now.
Who got it?
Downtown Scott. Congratulations.
There you go, Downtown
but
Scott.
But here's the thing. Like, we'll sometimes have, like, one person text in, but we had three people text in saying first. And
that's the goal.
It's truly remarkable. It just kind of happens randomly. Chase B did ask, says, all right, Nick, let's hear your side of the story from earlier in the Captain show. So if you were listening to the Captain show, you heard him kind of get on me a little bit, yell at me for trying to tell him what to do. Hey, here's the deal. Vershawn, as you guys know, is very passionate in everything he does. He's very vocal about everything he wants as well. And that's not a bad thing because I know Vershawn's listening as well, so I have to be careful because he said he was going to be listening. But earlier in the show, Vershawn, in the commercial break, is like, can we call our guest, Randy Stella, former Husker linebacker, from this machine inside the studio? And I was like, nah, you got to go in the production studio and call him. And he's like, yes, you can. You can call him from in here. I was like, Vershawn, no, you cannot. And he's like, don't tell me. They turned it into like a don't tell me what to do kind of thing. And I was like, no, you cannot call him from inside the studio. He's like, no, go ahead and just do it. And I was like, I can't. And so that's my side of the story. There's some context of a 21-year-old telling a 47-year-old what he can do and what he can't do.
Was he legitimately upset?
No, I don't think he would. No. That's the thing is people on the text line, I believe, were thinking that he was serious.
Yeah.
And that we are serious. Because somebody else texted him and was like, man, you guys wanted, or Vershawn wanted to kill Nick earlier. I left for 30 minutes. I come back and Vershawn's still mad at Nick. And I was like, no, it's not like that at all. That's just
you guys were doing day by day again, though.
Yeah,
I like
we
that.
Did.
Yeah.
We did. I guess
a
we
little
got
bit more oomph this time, I think.
Yeah, we got fired up today. All right, 402-464-5685, Honda Lincoln Hotline, the Sartor Hayman text line, both those open for you guys. The entire show today, as well as the video stream, also sponsored by Sartor Hayman Jewelers on Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, and Twitter. And you can always hit up me and Jake at – me and Jake, I never call you Jake. Me and Bach on Twitter, Nick_Sainert and at Jake Bakhoven as well. So, Bach, there was a little bit of news last night in the college football world, and it is that ESPN has backed out of a media rights deal with the Big Ten Conference. And so how does this – first I want to play this for you, and I want to get your gut reaction, your instant reaction on how you feel when you hear this song.
–
So why am I playing the CBS Saturday football theme song? Well, it was reported by the Sporting Business Journal that CBS, NBC, and Fox will be the three partners for the Big Ten Conference.
All three-letter networks, leaving, huh?
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.
Leaving ESPN out of the fold.
Along with ABC,
right. Yes. So we were texting back and forth last night because we have a group chat with me, you, Rico, and Nathan. And we were texting back and forth when this came out. And you said something along the lines of, you're sad that there's not going to be any more random ESPN2 games with Beth Mowins on the call.
That's right. The early ESPN2, we always knew, like, if Purdue was playing Maryland, that would be ESPN2 with Beth Mowins at 11.
Now, that's nothing against Beth Mowins. It's just a staple.
Yeah.
It's just
Iowa was involved in those games.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's a good point. I think Ryan on the text line, once again, 402-464-5685, says chills every time I hear that song.
Oh, yeah.
That's great. You'll also hear something along the lines of this if this is announced. This was a game. Here's the funny thing about it. This is a matchup between USC and Notre Dame. Possibly a future Big Ten matchup.
There you go.
So here's this. What it could sound like, an NBC primetime game with a Big Ten school. Oh, man.
Good evening from South Bend. Clear skies. Temperature in the 40s. Perfect fall evening at Notre Dame Stadium for the renewal of college football's greatest intersectional rivalry. Built by championship teams. Heisman Trophy winners. And producing some of the most memorable moments in the sport's history. Notre Dame, USC, forever a part of college football history. The Irish are number 13 in the country, 5-1, only lost to number 2, Cincinnati. USC is 3-3. They've played their best away from the Coliseum. They have won their last 8 road games. Can they pull the upset in college football's cathedral tonight? Notre Dame, SC, one more time here in South Bend. And good evening. Welcome, everyone. Mike Tirico, future Hall of Famer, Super Bowl champ, Drew Brees. Catherine Tappan joins us in a second.
So Mike Tirico, Drew Brees, and then whatever sideline reporter they have now at NBC. I know Maria Taylor's part of NBC as well now. But here's the thing. Like, so the article came out last night, and this is by John Arand. It says this, ESPN has pulled out of the Big Ten media rights negotiations entirely, ending one of the longest sports media relationships in the business. That move clears the way for CBS and NBC to join Fox Sports as Big Ten broadcasters starting with the 2023 school year. It mentions that a formal announcement could come as early as this week, but it could push into next week. So here's a little more details on it. As part of the deal's terms, CBS is expected to carry a football game in the 2:30 p.m. Central Time window on Saturdays, and NBC would carry one in primetime. So the way it would shape out is that Fox, right, Big Noon Kickoff, will have the 11 a.m. game, while CBS, and you'll have Brad Nessler on the call.
There you go.
Brad Nessler and I'm blanking on the other name of the other guy.
Is Vern Lundquist still doing it?
No, Vern stopped, I think, in like 2017.
Yeah.
Gary Danielson.
Gary, yeah.
Gary. So you'll have Brad and Gary on the call at 2:30. And then whoever – so somebody says Drew Brees is no longer with NBC, and I think that's right. I did hear that. So whoever's with NBC and maybe Mike Tirico.
And they need to put together – I mean, Tirico's great. They need to put together a little – you know, it looks like NBC's put more money into college football coverage other than just Notre Dame. So I think that they'll probably maybe have a Notre Dame broadcast and, you know, this nightly broadcast. And I think they'll put a little bit more into it because traditionally they've just kind of thrown somebody in there.
Can you name – so here's a little trivia. Can you name the last time Nebraska played on CBS?
Not off the top of my head.
So it was the Gator Bowl back in – was it – oh, gosh, it wasn't 09. Gator Bowl back in the first 10 years of the 2000s against Clemson.
Okay. Yeah, they played 2008 then.
2008, yes.
Yeah, Dabo Swinney and
yes,
Bo Pelini.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Dabo Swinney. It was Dabo Swinney when he was the interim.
Yeah.
So Dabo was
CJ Spiller.
Yes, CJ Spiller. So actually, you know what? It's going to be interesting. Let's go ahead and look up that Clemson. 2008 Clemson. Because anyway, it's going to be interesting. So the reported deal that ESPN turned down was for 7 years, $380 million per year. And so when you put that into perspective, this deal is eclipsing $1 billion. It's truly remarkable how much money they're going to be able to get for this media rights deal. And it's the Big Ten, right? We talked about the value that USC and UCLA bring, not only the TV market, but just also for USC more specifically, just historical prestige, I suppose. Yeah. But you talk about USC and UCLA, they're going to become full media partners right out of the gate. And that's huge for them as not only an institution, but for money to spread out throughout their athletic programs. So when you talk about paydays for individual institutions, this deal is great. Because not only does it give you coverage on multiple networks, it also, your conference will span throughout the entire country, and it will allow you to earn more money and spread more money to your athletic programs that don't make as much money as football.
And you wonder, too, when you're discussing this, obviously UCLA and USC, they might be more, just because of their time zone, into the late game with NBC. So maybe NBC is kind of thinking a little bit more, we'll take the California teams, put them along with Notre Dame, and we'll run from there. Or maybe more Big Ten teams will get that nightly slot. But I'd venture to guess more often than not it'd be UCLA or USC.
So along with this, obviously, like, Fox is the major or the biggest partner in this whole thing because they own 49% of the Big Ten network or whatever. So they're the biggest player in all of this. So you're still going to have games on FS1 and on maybe even Fox Business or whatever the Nebraska's game was on against Bethune-Cookman that 1 year, but for the first couple minutes. But it's still interesting because it just once again shows how college football is changing. Now, I want to go down the avenue of, does this mean it's a shoe-in for Notre Dame to join the conference eventually? Because the first thought that I had, and I can't remember if I texted you guys this last night, the first thought that I had was that it makes for a very smooth and easy transition because Notre Dame has worked with NBC and vice versa. And when their media deal expires, they're going to look and say, all right, who's NBC dealing with already? It's the Big Ten. And that's from just a football standpoint or an athletic standpoint. You're not even talking about academics there where the Big Ten and Notre Dame fit perfectly as well. So I wonder if it's a shoe-in, if it's like, all right, this is a move with NBC specifically for 5, 6, 7 years down the road to where if it's a 7-year deal, you're looking at 2030 that this will expire, and by that time you're expecting college football to look completely different. You're expecting mega conferences, and you're expecting Notre Dame to eventually join a conference. And so if you're sitting there and saying, all right, Notre Dame, which conference would you rather join? And Big Ten, are you okay with Notre Dame joining? It's a resounding yes, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, I think it helps. I don't know if it necessarily makes this for sure that Notre Dame's going to join. They've still, you know, they've been always able to get their way being independent. You know, the BCS tie-in, the college football playoff, how it's set up. They have the athletic director on the committee when everybody else has their conference commissioner. They got to be losing money on this. And so that's what you wonder, too, is if NBC is putting more of their money into the Big Ten package, maybe less so on Notre Dame, is that going to affect maybe Notre Dame jumps to a different company?
Oh, interesting.
I mean, I just think that still you're going to have to give Notre Dame a reason to join. And it's got to be like everything else. It's got to be money. I just don't know. I mean, because it makes you wonder, too, is like, is NBC going to do a Notre Dame game during the day and then have this night game?
That's the thing. Is Notre Dame going to be kind of pissed off that they don't get a primetime slot on
NBC?
Yeah. So I do wonder kind of how that's going to look. We're getting a lot of questions, and we can address this deeper maybe in the next segment. With ESPN backing out, I mean, after this season, you're not going to see any college football or basketball games on ESPN Network. Like that, this is going to affect more than just football. And so there, I mean, you go down the list, and it's college basketball, college football, college baseball, college softball. It's getting wiped away from the ESPN family of networks and ABC, obviously. And you just wonder, is this really the greatest move? I saw Sam McEwen of the Omaha World Herald put out an article asking the question of, is it going to feel like, is it going to have a campus vibe, or will it feel like a corporate vibe? when you move to SEC or excuse me, CBS, NBC, and obviously Fox.
Well, I just think it will hurt. I mean, it's gonna, you know, you have, you're not gonna get College Game Day or stuff like that. I mean, ESPN's just going to.
That's crazy too. That's another thing I want to talk about.
Yeah. I mean, you're not gonna get as much reported on you. They're gonna focus a lot more on what's gonna make them money, which is building up those SEC games. So you might want to get used to going watching the big noon kickoffs or whatever. But I mean, they'll still talk about it. It just won't. I mean, we've seen for years. It's already been the case. It's just kind of followed the money, and that's who they're gonna cover, and it makes sense for them. The only way the way that I see this kind of hurts them is that NBC, Fox, I mean, this is kind of spread apart, right? With CBS, but none of these programs are just running sports programming at all times. ESPN is, and so that's where I can see it kind of hurt, and maybe you lose the discussion. I know McEwen did have a great article kind of talking about, you know, is the college football playoff weekly show still going to be on there? Is the Heisman show still going to be on there on ESPN? Because you might be hurting yourself a little bit in coverage from ESPN in that way. But you know, you got three letter networks all bidding for you, and it's a historic deal. So
what's interesting now, and I forgot to mention earlier, and once again, we'll pick this up in the next segment because we are running out of time here in the first segment just because we have EAS on a Tuesday. But I forgot to mention that NBC is also connected to Peacock, which is the streaming service, and they're going to carry college football games on their channel. And I mentioned this a couple months ago when this whole story of how much money they're going to generate and get from this media rights deal is that this is a very stressful and crucial time for Kevin Warren and a decision for Kevin Warren. Because they have to be strategic to where 7 years down the road they want to cater their product to what is current in TV and in streaming, right? So if 6 years down the road cable is gone and streaming is the only thing, you don't want to have to be stuck on cable when you're going to be dealing with fewer people, if that makes sense. Where it's like, would you want to go on Amazon or Apple TV in 5 years if it's dead? Like if it doesn't take off like we expect streaming to, do you really want to be connected to it and have your product tied with it and see the ACC sign with one of these major networks and get $350 million a year?
Well, but I think, you know, those companies aren't just going to dissolve and go nowhere. I mean,
that's true.
Like NBC, they're going to get, you know, you have Peacock. I'm not sure if CBS or Fox has one directly, but they would if cutting the cord really becomes a bigger issue. So I think they've got those deals with, you know, kind of halfway deals there with Peacock and streaming devices. So I think that they'll probably be safe here.
Yeah, in this article, once again, by the Sports Business Journal, they said that they expect an announcement as early as this week, later in the week, obviously, or into early next week. John Arend, the writer for Sports Business Journal, once again, as part of the deal term, CBS is expected to carry a football game in the 3:30 p.m. Eastern time window on Saturdays, and NBC would carry one in prime time. NBC's Peacock streaming service will carry an undetermined number of games per year exclusively. Peacock also will simulcast the games that air on NBC. ESPN said no to the conference final offer of a 7-year deal for $380 million per year to keep the package. The package was for linear only games. It did not have any direct to consumer rights. So, they say that CBS is expected to pay around $350 million for its package, and NBC will also pay $350 million. Let's take a break. We'll be right back.
Follow Nick and Enrique on Twitter at @Nick_Sainert and at Radio Rico AC. More of Happy Hour is next on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.